I have no relevant financial relationship. Well, my name is Beatrice Tapia, as I said, and I'm coming from the South Texas Environmental Education and Research Program. I'm faculty associate there. Go ahead and click on the next slide. I have no relationship to disclose. And STEER started in 1996 in an effort to introduce public health education into medical school training through the South Texas Environmental Education Program through the University of Texas Health Science Center. At San Antonio, we began to offer an introductory environmental medicine and public health elective for medical students and physicians in training, first in Laredo and then in 2004, starting in Harlingen, Texas. Laredo, Texas, and Harlingen, Texas are both on the border. Oh, and in this relationship, we also are trying to make, what we try to do is give the link of public health to medicine. So with medical students, we show them in terms of asthma and its relationship to public health. So we go and demonstrate going into patients' homes and teaching them how to remove asthma triggers in that case. And many times medical students do not have that opportunity to go into a patient's home. So we try to make that link, that environmental health link. There is an increased need for physicians to have basic understanding of common public health and environmental health problems that affect their patients, and to a greater extent, the general population. Medical education has changed very little in the past 100 years, and public health is still not a required course in medical school. So there has been concern about the lack of well-trained practitioners in public health. And so as a result of this, the U.S. Congress directed the Institute of Medicine to undertake a study to determine how to address this shortage area. So STEER's overall goal is to teach health professionals and trainees when to think about environmental causes, how environmental exposures can be measured and controlled, and who to consult, because at times we do not know who to consult. So in relation to the Institute of Medicine, which advocates that all primary care physicians, as well as most specialists, should have the ability, in terms of environmental health, to identify environmental risk factors and environmentally related diseases, how to refer patients to appropriate specialists for treatment and care, and advise patients on strategies to promote health and prevent environmentally related diseases. STEER has done this through this four-week elective. So STEER is location is at the University of Texas Health Science Center. We have two campuses, within the two campuses, Laredo and Harlingen, Texas. Our target population are medical students, residents, public health, physician assistants, nursing students, and health professionals in the area. The focus is environmental health training for health professionals and trainees. We do this four-week elective 7 to 8 times a year, 3 times in Harlingen, Texas, and 5 times in Laredo. To give you a better visual, we are located on the border. Laredo is a population size of 250,000, and Nuevo Laredo, which is a sister city, has 750,000 people. Harlingen, Texas is a smaller city. It has 65,000 people, but is in the lower Rio Grande Valley, which has over 1 million people and has also its sister cities to share with that. STEER has been around for a little bit now. In the first 12 years, since 1996, we have trained approximately 400 full-time students in these 4 weeks. Over 1,300 part-time health professionals, including dental and allied health. STEER students represent over half of the states in the United States. We have received a couple of awards. We have received the Olympic Games Spirits of the Land Award for Excellence in Environmental Education. We also received an award from our Governor Rick Perry, the Texas Environmental Excellence Award. And another award from the Physician Assisted Program Partnership Award that named us the most outstanding contribution to physician assistant education. We also have academic partnerships with the CDC through the Hispanic Serving Health Profession Schools, and they have sponsored interns and fellows to come to the STEER program. These medical and public health students have come from different universities, as you could see, and they participate in what is called a 4+4 border health internship. They participate 4 weeks in Laredo, and then they continue on and do 4 weeks in Harlingen, Texas. They're exposed to a series of 32 segments in Laredo, along with 33 to 34 segments in Harlingen, Texas. So they're exposed to a wide variety of environmental health education. We wouldn't be able to do this had we not had the partners we have. We have partners at the federal and state level, like U.S. Border Patrol, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Homeland Security and Border Patrol. We also have partnerships at the local level, including the City of Laredo Health Department, the county health departments, and other local entities, as you can see on this slide. We also have partners in Mexico, and the highlight of the partnerships in Mexico come to of importance because we have a lot of binational programs that our students are exposed to. We go to different hospitals, health departments, along with going to a wastewater treatment plant in Nuevo Laredo. We have different university partners also that contribute to our program. And since pictures say more than words, I will show you the different segments that our students are exposed to. Not all of them, because that would be many, many slides, but the majority and the most that our students have highlighted in the past. We are located on the border, and this is a slide for Laredo, Texas, on the border area. This is a picture of the Rio Grande, and as you can tell, we are a we share the same air and water, the Rio Grande, so that is of importance, and that's what we try to teach our students, that regardless of where you live on the border, we share the same air and land, so the air and water, and so therefore we share many of those diseases related to that. This is a recent picture, and the Rio Grande still has people that fish in the Rio Grande. The water quality has improved throughout the years. This is one of the segments where our students actually go to the river and test the water quality, the coliform bacteria. We have one of our professors way in the back here, Dr. Tom Vaughn, and they do a lot of water testing during their time there. We visit a wastewater treatment plant, actually one of the biggest in Mexico, and it is located in Nuevo Laredo. I want you to look at this area. Over here, because our students actually go with the director and see how it functions at its capacity there. It's important because we take the teaching outside the classroom. This is a picture of the Colonia during the last Dolly, the hurricane that happened in the South Texas area. This is a Colonia. Colonia is an underdeveloped area that lacks paved roads, water, electricity. So this is a picture of what the Colonias were exposed to during Dolly. This is another picture, and this is one of our students actually visiting the Colonias to learn more about their problems in these areas. These are the students visiting the Colonias in the U.S. side, and yes, this is an outhouse. The importance of where are the people in the Colonias store their water, as you could tell, this has antifreeze on it. So we do a lot of health promotion and education to the Colonia families through our students. This is a visit we do with the families. In this case, we visited a family with asthma, and we're showing them the different asthma triggers that can be prevented in their homes. This is also another picture in the Colonias where our student is doing a little bit of health education with the children. we get down and dirty. So we do go to the landfill, and we teach our students through that, you know, at firsthand. Our students also participate with sanitarians at the Laredo Health Department. Here they're doing dengue surveillance. You can see the mosquito larvae right there. Training for our students is unconventional. This is actually teaching outside of a TB clinic in Matamoros, Tamaulipas. So our teaching is not inside the classroom the majority of the time. 75% of the time is on the field. Here we are doing a talk of health promotion lungs, and these are actually pig lungs that are demonstrated to promotoras, which are lay healthcare workers, and our students are involved in this training also. We take our students to an animal shelter and tell them about rabies control and the quarantine process. Here we are with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Officer. This is Jim the Trapper. He actually controls rabies, and our students here are learning about how he traps coyotes. Our students are also involved in different community programs. This is through the School of Public Health in Bronzeville. This is the CATCH program, and our students are actually participating in physical activity here. This is another picture of them participating with the students at a gym. We also bring in customs to talk about the import of different foods. As an example, what cannot be imported to the States, like cheese, there's a limited amount of how much cheese, and this has all related to the disease related to dairy, as an example. We also take the importance of the social component, the social cultural component to the program, and we visit a yerbería, which are herbs that are commonly used for the area. So our students are exposed and go to a yerbería. This is another of our faculty members, and she's teaching about household products dangerous to promotoras, and also teaching them about the alternatives that exist. This is in the South Padre Island, and we are at a turtle refuge, and we teach the importance of our students being involved in different volunteer programs also. This is Tony Ramirez. He is known as the herbal man, and he teaches our students about the different aspects that are common for the area that utilize herbs to teach, to cure themselves of different diseases. And our students are exposed to these practices also. This is a BOD pod. And this BOD pod is from the School of Public Health in Bronzeville. And our students are, this is one of our students, and she's actually getting her body mass index measured. This is another, we are actually at the TB clinic in Mexico, and we're learning about the binational program there. STEER is also involved in a lot of service learning. We have different projects that our students can be involved in. Agua para Beber is a binational program that exists, and this was implemented in 500 families on each side, 250 on one side of the border, 250 on the other side of the border. And it all was related with promotoras. Respira is a community-based pilot asthma prevalence study conducted among fifth graders in the Laredo community. And because of this study, we found that there was a 50% increase in asthma compared to the national rates. We measured peak flow. And last but not least, we also do pesticide exposure studies in relationship with other universities in the area. Because of the SEER program and we have accomplished being one of the few MD-MPH programs nationwide. It's Our program is one of seven nationwide, and the enrollment has increased. Our first class has 19 students. It's very diverse. They did participate in our STEER program. 14 of the 19 have applied to the STEER program, and recruitment because of the MP and PH program has increased 50% for the second class. The performance of students that begin their second year of medical school, they have almost completed 45 hours of their master's in public health, which is one of our main goals, integrating that master's in public health into the medical school profession. So this is my last slide, and just to keep a reminder that environmental health is very important to provide something like STEER, this four-week elective, to teach medical students that it's not only a doctor visit. We have to think about our environment.